The gospel reading today, our Lord speaks about the kingdom of heaven and tells us that it is like a hidden treasure. It is like the pearl of great price. And we hear also in the first reading about the worthy wife and the great value that she is. We hear about all the things that she does, but that's a secondary point. Because what we hear at toward the end is her husband extols her, saying, "Many are the women of proven worth, but you have exceeded them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting, but the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." And so what we recognize is that it's not about simply the talents that a person has. It's not about even the external attributes that a person has. It is about the depth of that person. The woman who praises, who fears the Lord is to be praised. That's what allows a person to excel. That fear of the Lord, again, is not being scared of God. The fear of the Lord is loving God so much that one would fear to offend him. And it's precisely that which helps us to understand the great value and dignity of marriage. When we put it in the context of the gospel, for those of you who are married, you have to understand at some point in your life, which today you might think was a foolish day or a really stupid day, but it wasn't, but at some point in your life, you looked at this other person and you said, "This is the pearl of great price. I'm willing to give up everything to be able to obtain this treasure." Now again, today you might look at it and say, "What a fool I was, that wasn't much of a treasure." The only way that you would say that is if you don't recognize the treasure. The treasure, if that's the case, is still buried. And you need to be able to dig it out. And that means going deeper and deeper into the mystery of this person. We know, for instance, if we look at our blessed Lord, that you and I are the pearl of great price. He was willing to give everything in order to obtain us. But then we can go a step further then. Is he the pearl of great price for us? We are called to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the hidden treasure of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, that being the case, within your own self, within your spouse, and even more wonderfully, within the union of the two, the Lord is there. And so the more you go deeper into the Lord, the more also you should be going deeper into the mystery of your spouse. What that means simply is loving your spouse more. Because that's where the buried treasure is, deep within the heart of that other person. We have to then look beyond some of the externals. We have to look beyond what we get from a marriage, because that's the wrong reason. It is about loving that other person as was vowed on the day that you got married. And the more you can love that person, in turn, what you're going to find is the more you're going to love the Lord. And the more you love the Lord, the more you're going to be able to love your spouse. So if you can see that your spouse is that pearl of great price, and that there is indeed a treasure that is there that is buried, you bought the field. Because you recognize that there was a buried treasure there at one point. And maybe you've been digging around and you didn't find the treasure so easily, and so you've given up. Don't give up. The treasure is there. And the fault is not with your spouse. If you haven't found the treasure, that's because of you. You could look at it and say, "Yeah, well, if you knew my spouse, you'd understand there's not much treasure there." Wrong. There is a deep, profound treasure there, because this is a human person made in the image and likeness of God and made to love and be loved. And the treasure is going to be found in loving that person, which if that person is difficult to love, that means the treasure is actually that much greater. It's easy to find the treasure in someone who's easy to love, but the treasure is much more precious in the person who is difficult to love, because that is going to make you a far greater saint. It's going to call for greater charity. It's going to call for greater dying to self. It's going to call for greater perfection. So if you're in a difficult situation, recognize the blessing. Again, if we look at just the idea of a treasure buried in the field, we could think of a farm field, which is nice and clear, and you can go out there and dig around all you want in the farm field. But there's another kind of field that's filled with briars and thorn bushes and so on, and it's a field. But it's going to be a lot more difficult to dig around. You're going to get scratched up, and it's going to be a pain to dig in. But when you find the treasure, and you had to work harder for it, it makes it all that much more wonderful. So don't give up on your spouse. Recognize that this is the pearl of great price. This is the one in whom there is a treasure that is buried within. And so the more you can love that person, the more you will reveal that hidden treasure. And the more you can reveal that hidden treasure within your spouse, the more you're going to be able to recognize the treasure in our Lord. Because the Lord is there in your marriage. The Lord is there in your soul. The Lord is there in the soul of your spouse. And so the treasure is ultimately the Lord. And if you can find the Lord in your spouse, and you can love the Lord in your spouse, and you can love your spouse in the Lord, then you have found the treasure. And the wonderful thing is that the more you dig and the deeper you dig, the more there is. It's not just something on the surface. It keeps going and going and going. It's like a gold mine, and it just keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. That's what God is asking of us. Too many people in marriage just settle for mediocrity. They just settle for the surface. They just want to get along. God wants you to love profoundly. God has a beautiful treasure for you. We're willing to stick with what we found on the surface, but He has something far, far greater. And it's only possible if you're willing to love, to go deep into the mystery of that person who is your spouse, and through that person, to be able to go deep into the person of Jesus Christ.